Morning, Andrew. Morning, everybody.
Where are you today, mate? It's another busy one for the team.
I'm in Melbourne at the moment.
Well, I've got to ask you then, haven't I?
What's that? Sorry.
How's the mare? How's Winx?
Yeah, she's good. She's ticking along nicely, and yeah, she's just got 7 more days to go, but couldn't be happier with her, and just got to keep it simple between now and then.
You took her to Moonee Valley earlier this week. Are you planning to take her back for another gallop?
She'll go back there on Tuesday morning for a quiet workout.
Yep, okay.
Chris, just one more. Your two-year-old performer, did he go to the paddock?
Yeah, he went to the paddock, Ronnie. The beauty of winning those early season two-year-old races, you've got a bit of time up your sleeve. And he'll have probably 2 runs, hopefully getting towards a golden slipper, and golden slipper can hopefully be his 3rd run.
Beautiful.
How many into preparation, so it'll be his 4th career start.
How many into the Everest after that?
I
know you love getting ahead of yourself.
I'm not sure. It'll be up to the new owners to decide, hopefully.
Well, nice reply. Fiesta today, she was unlucky in the gym crack. Back to the trial. She looks well set up here.
Yeah, the only different thing is she's got more experience, and the negative is the track. So apart from that, she's just trained on really well, and Joe Moreira got off her and said that she'll win next start, simple as that. So obviously you're never sure what you're up against in two-year-old racing, but that's a pretty good line to say that she's got the ability to win races anyway.
Yeah. A couple of good chances in race 2. Sam Bro, he's drawn for cover today. He has a little bit of wet track form. And, yes, Kionic, well, he gets his chance to prove himself at a better level.
Yeah, obviously, it'll be back to wet track form, which we haven't had to worry about for a while, thank goodness. And I'm just hoping that drought we've had, that the tracks absorb it and we're not talking about it for too much longer. So at least we know with Sambro, he can get through it okay, and we've got 3-kilo claim with Lee, and it's good to see him riding a number of winners over the past few weeks. He's got confidence, and he's doing the job well. So 3 kilos is a big help off 61. And Kionic, I like the way he fought at Canterbury in his maiden win. It showed that he knows what the job's about, and 1550 at Canterbury should be a good help towards getting a tough Randwick mile today.
Elwood, well, you've just been placing him beautifully, winning 4 of his past 5, and he finds another suitable race today.
Yeah, big query on the track with him. In Melbourne, he raced one day at Sandown and ran 4th or 5th, and the rider said he just didn't handle it at all. So had it just been a benchmark race, I probably would have withdrawn him, but I'm running him here on the absolute hope that he could win it and perhaps get down towards a Lexus or the Saab, whatever it's called these days, the 2500 metre race on Derby Day. So to keep that dream alive, he needs to run today, but be very wary because of the track.
Okay, we'll cop that. And race 5, Dagny, 2 runs back have been terrific. 1400 third arm looks ideal.
Yeah, very much so. And she doesn't mind a bit of rain. She's got some sort of winter form last preparation, so no, everything's good with her, and she's definitely screaming out for the 1400. I probably shouldn't have run a second up over the 1200, but she was ready for the 14 then.
Race 6, Andaz, I get the impression that you think this horse is better than what we saw last start.
Yeah, I think he did too many things wrong. We tried to ride a proper race on him, and he just wasn't coping with it. He overdid it early, and even in the mid stages, he was panicking. So just sort of gone back to basics with him. I'm sure you remember Aranosa, that's his brother.
Yep.
She used to have a few quirks in her racing as well, and until we worked out, had to leave her alone, give her some room to finish off, and she was a different horse. So he's looking pretty much the same, which is quite common with family traits that we see. So good rider with soft hands, Damien Brown rides, and she, Aranosa, loved the wet too. So maybe there's a couple of pointers there to look at.
Hogmanay, well, obviously he just needs to jump.
Yeah, we'll try and get a man up in the barriers and help him leave the machines, because it's costing him winning good prize money. And if we can overcome that. He can race a lot closer, and he's pretty adaptable to all conditions.
You got great Glenmorter to Platoon and Wugok there as well. Are they looking for a little further, or could one of them show up here?
Great Glen's getting to a more suitable trip and ready to show us. But I had a look at his wet track form. He's had about 12 starts and hasn't even raced once on one. So hard to know much about him. But I think he's going better than his price suggests. Mortar Platoon, he's a hard horse to follow. He's Wary's brother, and Wary loves the wet track. Mm-hmm. And Wugok, he's won twice on heavy. So for outsiders, there's certainly a push for, I guess, Wugok on the wet track.
Yeah, and obviously New Universe returns in the last. How's he returned?
Returned really well. Good, strong horse now. You'll be pleased when you see him in the yard. I guess the wet track's a bit of a concern. We didn't think he handled it, and then we looked at his form this morning, and we couldn't find a reason why we thought that. So he's running. He did win on a soft track, but it'll probably be a bit worse today. But I can't fault the way he's working and trialling.
You trialled him on August 18 and then October 3. Was there a little setback there between
runs? Yeah, he just had a temperature and went back for a paddock, or to the paddock for about 7 days, and everything's been 100% since.
You got a few runners in Melbourne. Tangled, timing looks lovely for him in race 4.
Yeah, good draw. He looks to get a nice run in about fifth or sixth position, and look, he came desperately close to winning a Group 1 last start, so probably a nose difference. He'd be starting a really short price favourite, so he's a great chance.
It's an awful draw for all our roads, and he's not a horse that settles real well. What's your thinking with him today?
Yeah, exactly that, and I'll just tell the rider to, and Kieran's ridden him twice since trials, just to come out quietly, which I still think will put him in a midfield position at least, and don't fight him, but just try and have him switched off. I'd say he's going to be 3 wide, so you've got to bear that in mind, and if he gets some cover and a bit of luck, he's going to be a great chance. He goes well.
Mm. Lovely race for Fox Play. You happy with her?
Very happy. Yep, she's worked really well. And coming back 200 metres, but not too concerned. It's obviously a strong field today, but she's been racing against all the right horses, so no reason why she can't get back on the winning way today.
There's good support for Shillelagh in that.
Yeah, that surprised me a bit. Just the draw concerns me, and she gets back in Caulfield. But always respect the punters. They normally get the market right, so that's a good suggestion. But she will need a bit of luck from that gate.
Thanks, Chris. Good luck today and next week.
Thanks, boys. Thanks very much.